A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuftes Zayin, Yevamos 116a, pagination is 231. Towards the bottom of the page, on the second wide line at the end of the line, Ketota, if there's an argument between him and her, then additional verification would be required if the husband disappears, to tell us that he is indeed dead so that his wife can remarry. Our Mishnah outlined the case of Milchama, war, and over there we required additional verification because we were worried, bididomi, that the woman will take impressions that if everybody else died, probably he died too, and that's not enough for us because perhaps he miraculously escaped. And the Mishnah also mentioned an exception that in a case of ketata, argument between husband and wife, additional verification would be required. And as lenient as we might be in the normative marriage case to verify that the husband's dead, if there was argument, we're going to require additional verification. Says the Gemara, Echidomi ketata, what's the case of an argument? How severe does it have to be beino leveino, between them? Amar Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, be'omeres lebailo garsheni, if the woman said to her husband, you should divorce me, she said, I want to be divorced. That's enough of a ketata, of an argument, that if the husband disappeared and she says he's dead, we would want more verification than in a normative marriage. Asks the Gemara, Kulunami Amruhachi, everybody says that. Sometimes they say we want to get divorced. And we need to pause here for a moment and wonder, is that really true? The Shalom Bayis classes that we took said that you're not allowed to express yourself in that way. In that case, let's divorce or something like that. Not allowed to do that. That's a far cry from Shalom Bayis. That's not the way we express ourselves. What does the Gemara mean? Kulu nami omru hachi. Everybody talks like that. So there's an interesting approach in counseling which exists, in which when a person says something that's a fault and it's not really a deal breaker, but it feels like a deal breaker, one might say, yes, these things happen, as a way to soften it and encourage the relationship to be rectified. I once heard a story of a great rabbi who was told that the chassan got engaged, but now he's having second thoughts because his wife limps, his kala limps, and reputedly, this rabbi told the chassan, oh, what do you know about women? That's the way women walk. If it was meant as a joke or it was meant on purpose, but there's a concept that if something already did happen, and it feels like a deal breaker, but it's not intrinsically a deal breaker. These things happen. It's a perspective, and perhaps that's what the Gemara means over here. Nebuch, husband, wife, she never should have said, I want you to divorce me. That's a horrendous thing to say. But if it already happened, the counseling that might be given to them is, okay, people talk that way. Now, what differences do we need to work out? And assist them in moving on. And perhaps the Gemara is not saying that everybody is allowed to talk like that, but if it already happened, that might be what is told to them. And therefore, our expression is, it doesn't really mean that he's going to give a get. It doesn't mean she's really in such a katata that it's going to change her status regarding how much proof is needed to take her out of the status of aguna. And the Gemara says, "Be'omeres lebailo girashtoni." The case is that she was brazen enough to say to her husband, "You divorced me," even though he didn't. If she did that, then when she later comes and says her husband is dead, we won't believe her just on that say-so. We're going to need additional proof. The Gemara wonders, apparently, when she said, "Girashtani, you divorced me," she wasn't believed. And that's why she's still in this marriage, and that's why when her husband disappears, we're still looking for verification if he's alive or dead. Asks the Gemara at the end of the line, "V'lehemna, why didn't you believe her when she said that he divorced her?" Rav Hamnuna taught us, "Isha sha'amra labayla girashtani," if a woman says to her husband, "You divorced me," "Na'menes," we believe her. "Chazaka inisha mi'iza panel b'fnei bayla," we have a chazaka, an assumption, that a woman is not brazen in front of her husband, and if she said she was divorced, it's true. Now, the Rama mentions that nowadays, he's talking 1500s already, we don't have this chazaka because we find women who are brazen. Human beings in his time already had enough chutzpah that someone might actually do this. But according to the Gemara, the chazaka was still in place and a woman would be believed. So why wasn't she believed when she claimed that, such that the story continued and she was still married when the husband disappeared and she wants to know if she can get remarried based on whatever evidence is coming in that he's dead? The Gemara answers, "Be'omeres girashtani b'fnei ploni y'ploni." If she identified who the witnesses were when she said, "You divorced me," v'sha'ilna, and we asked them, v'amru, and they tell us, "Lo hayu dvar me'olam," it never happened, that would disprove her. Because as much as we're willing to believe her because she doesn't have chutzpah in front of her husband, as the Gemara held in their time was true, but if she identified who the witnesses were, and we checked, and they deny it, then she would be considered disproven. We have a similar halacha discussed in Hilchas Nida. If a woman says about a mara that she asked a certain rav, and the rav said it's tahar, we're fine with that. She's trusted. But if she says she asked Rabbi so-and-so, and we go to Rabbi so-and-so and ask him, it's the husband asking, "Did my wife come to you with a shaila?" And the rabbi said, "Never." Then we have a problem on our hands. Because as much as she's believed normally as a frum person, an observant person, but if she identifies things and those things turn out not to be true, not to be validated, contradicted by other sources, then we have a problem on our hands that has to be checked into. Continuing in the Gemara, in the middle of one line up, "Mem tes maitaimo diktata," what is the ultimate reason that an argument between husband and wife would result that a greater level of proof has to be brought if the husband disappears and we think he's dead to actually prove that that's true? Why is Kitata a game changer? Rav Chanina Oma Mishum de Mishakra. Rav Chanina says because she's able to lie. We saw that she lied once, and we're concerned that she's lying again. And if she wants to get remarried, we're not going to endorse that, and anybody who asks us that shaila is going to get an answer that enough proof has not yet been brought. Rav Simi Barashi Amar Mishum De Omra B'Didami. Rav Simi Barashi says the problem here is the same principle that we had before, B'Didami. that she is given to impressions that he's actually dead. She's convinced that he's dead, but he's not necessarily dead. And that impression is resulting from the fact that she thinks the marriage is over. And because it's over, she jumps to conjectures and assumptions. Legitimately so. She's not intentionally lying. My Beinayu, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between the lying approach or the bididami? She really thinks that way. And we got to make sure there's enough proof in that she's not making what might be called an innocent mistake. Ika Beinayu, the difference is, da'argel hu kitata, if he is the source of the argument, if he is the source of the problem, you certainly do not have an issue of mishakra that she's going to lie. She's an honest person. She never created arguments. She never claimed there was a get when there wasn't. We have no complaints against her, but we have to kind of protect her from herself if you hold of the reason of bididami, because once there's an argument of significance, in the words of Tosfos, "Bedavar muat amra bididami," with a little bit of proof, she already has the impression that he's dead, because in her mind, the marriage is over anyway, and we have to make sure that a sufficient amount of proof has indeed been brought. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.